Wednesday night, Thursday night. Okay, Chodesh Halvavos, Shara Bechina. Everybody here heard of the fairy tale of Rumpelstiltskin, where this girl has to spin straw into gold. So she can't do it, and then Rumpelstiltskin does it. Okay, so now, if you have a pile of straw and you have to turn it into gold and your life depends on it, so it's a very nerve-wracking situation. Okay. Consider a cow stands in the field and all it has in front of it is grass. Grass. And the cow just gave birth to a little calf and is very hungry. Within 12 hours of life, the calf will require 6 liters of a very special liquid called milk. And the first milk especially has colostrum, is called colostrum, which not only has is food, but it has antibodies that protect the calf in the first days of life, maybe weeks of life, against all different kinds of infections. The structure of the calf's intestine will only allow the passage of large protein antibodies from the mother in the first half day of its life. By the time the calf is 16 hours old, the intestine's capacity to absorb these antibodies stops. So that first milk, the colostrum, has to be ready immediately. Now the only thing the cow has is milk, it's grass. So, it's like the story of Rumpelstiltskin. Except that milk is much more complicated than gold. Gold is one substance, a metal, called gold. Milk has solids, water, and fat. The solids is nitrogen, which has in it protein, all kinds of different protein, albumin, globulin, casein, vitamins, minerals, lactose. The fat has triglycerides, with carotenes, vitamins, and phospholipids. So, how do you get from grass to milk? The cow has something called an udder. The udder is a factory. A factory that... Now, the construction of the factory begins when the cow is 3 months old. When it's expecting the first calf, special hormones speed up the process of the building of the factory. By the time the baby's born, the factory is ready to begin production. Promise it comes together. The factory is ready when the baby's born. Each udder is composed of 4 quarters, with 60% of the milk being produced by the hind quarters. The udder contains special cells, which are the chemists that synthesize and secrete the ingredients that constitute milk. The liquid is then discharged into ducts, sinuses, and cisterns, ready for collection. From what is the milk made? Blood flows through the udder, approximately 500 liters of blood to each liter of milk. Some milk constituents transfer directly from the blood to milk. The milk fat is made up of fatty acids, derived both from the synthesis in the udder and by transfer from the blood. The lactose in the milk is derived mainly from blood glucose, and the milk protein is derived from the amino acids present in the blood. Other items taken from the blood are calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, in addition to potassium, sodium, chlorine, and vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K. So when you say it transforms grass into milk, that's pretty amazing. The cow is a factory, taking in the ingredients from the grass, digesting them, changing them magically into blood, and then changing all the ingredients necessary for probably the most complete food on earth, from raw red blood to pure white milk. Meanwhile, the cow is just eating the grass, sitting in the field. You ever see a cow's... Yes, and there's all miracles taking place. Now let's talk about human beings a little. The milk that the human mother produces is the most complete food in existence, probably like the mun, ideally suited to the needs of the baby. It supplies the growing baby with all of its requirements in the most ideal proportions. No formula invented matches up to milk. Cow's milk is ideally suited to calves. The enzymes present in cow's milk are ideal for the calves' multi-stomach digestive system. But humans don't have several stomachs. Specific proteins in milk are capable of destroying harmful bacteria. Those in cow's milk furnish protection against diseases in cows. And mother's milk protects a baby against threats for a baby. Mother's milk is unique and unmatched, has never been duplicated yet. The first milk of the mother is also called colostrum. Low in fat and carbohydrates, high in protein, easy to digest, loaded with living cells that rush to the newborn baby's defense against a number of potentially harmful agents. It's alive with protective white cells, which are also found in blood, the body's chief defense against infections. What is absolutely astounding is that the mother can deliver a particular antibody in response to a new threat to the baby. Even if the immune agent has not yet been present in the mother's blood, a chain of events begins when the baby is beset by a new germ. The baby continues to feed from the mother, and the offending organism is passed from baby to mother. In ways not yet fully understood, the mother then produces a matching immunoglobulin, an immune agent on site locally, and sends the protective element, in other words, it takes in the germ from the baby. The body produces antibodies that are miyuchad to fight that germ, and she sends it back. It produces that, and then her milk now has that, and then she feeds the baby. The nursing mother's body makes on demand antibodies to the germs that challenge the baby. The baby places the order, and the mother programs the cells and delivers the antibody with the morning's milk. Now, where does the milk come from? Also the blood of the mother. That's, in fact, the Gemara talks about dam nekar v'naseh cholav. So you're taking regular food, not grass, taking pizza. You're taking pizza and you produce milk. Mamish anais. Okay.